looking at some of the events over the past week. You know, beginning with Good Friday, where we have sin do its worst to Jesus. Some of the spiritual writers will even say that in the Passion of Jesus, every type of sin is there in one degree or another. You know, there's lying, there's anger, there's greed, pride, and so forth and so forth. Sin did its worst to Jesus. You also have his beloved friends abandon him at his moment of suffering. Judas betrayed him. Peter denied him 3 times, but at least he was there, because the others all scattered. So now you have, from last Sunday, the apostles witnessing an empty tomb. The tomb is empty, but there's no appearance yet. And they're scared. Scared because the enemies of Jesus, they feel, will put them to death. But maybe also scared of Jesus himself. What is he going to do to us? What is he going to say to us? So they're in this hidden area with a locked door. You know the expression, you can run, but you can't hide. It definitely pertains to God. They can run from him, but they can't hide from him. So now we have Jesus, even though the doors were locked, appears and stands right in their midst. Fear must overwhelm them. First and foremost is that they're in presence of a divine encounter, which the appropriate response is fear. But again, the fear of also, what is Jesus going to say and do to us? We weren't there for him. And so now our Lord stands in their midst and says probably the most comforting words in all of sacred scripture. Peace be with you. That's God's response to the hatred of the world, to the humanity that has turned its back on him, that has betrayed him and denied him. His response are the words, peace be with you. And at the same time, showing them the wounds that they have caused him. The wounds of the hands and on the side and on the feet that humanity has put on him. He shows them, and instead of vengeance and justice, it's the words, peace be with you. My brothers and sisters, God's motivation for all this is also what we celebrate today. Every year since 2000, on the second Sunday of Easter, we call it Divine Mercy Sunday. Divine mercy is God's motivation for his passion, death, and resurrection. It's his response to the sins that we have caused him. Mercy. Mercy is the way in which we can appease the heart of Jesus. You want to make God angry? Do not then tap into his mercy. We think that it's our sins that angers God, and sure, there's a certain aspect of that, but I think what wounds God more is the fact that we're not repentant of our sins. That he has bestowed this mercy, he calls it like a fountain, and he wishes us to partake of that fountain. and we don't do it. It's like almost of all the work that Jesus has done, we have now just tossed aside when we not tap in to the divine mercy that he is willing to give us. God would rather so much act out of mercy than out of justice. But he can be just if we want him to. But he'd rather be merciful. In our lives, within the deep recesses of our heart and within our soul, we have things that we lock away. So like the apostles that hide themselves behind a locked door, we might have things in our lives, sins or hurts, to which we lock away and we hide them. But like I said, you can run, but you can't hide from God. Jesus will find his way in beneath and along the other side of the locked doors of our hearts. And he wants to show us the wounds. And he wants to say to those parts in which we're maybe too prideful, too ashamed, too guilt, or too afraid. In those areas, then, he wants to say the words, "Peace be with you." This is what he desires. This is what he wishes. The saint who really promoted this divine mercy devotion and which led to this Divine Mercy Sunday is Saint Faustina. She's a Polish saint, so I think here at St. Mary's we're very accustomed to her, hopefully. I have a little quote, and I'll end with this, from her diary on God and the mercy that he wishes to bestow upon us. She says, "Let the greatest sinners place their trust in my mercy." This is the words of Jesus. "That they have the right before others to trust in the abyss of my mercy. My daughter, write about my mercy towards tormented souls. Souls that make an appeal to my mercy delight me. To such souls I grant even more graces than they ask. I cannot punish even the greatest sinner if he makes an appeal to my compassion. But on the contrary, I justify him in my unfathomable and inscrutable mercy." My son, my friends, appealing to the mercy of Jesus is what delights him. In the gospel, Jesus gives us and gives the power to forgive sins to the apostles. He breathes on them and says, "The sins you have forgiven are forgiven them. The sins that you retained are retained." Our Lord gives us the sacrament of reconciliation as the fountain of his mercy. Do not be afraid. Our Lord wants sinners. He desires for them. Don't be afraid to tap into the mercy through which he wishes to share with you and I. May God bless you.